let us start. What are we doing? Okay. All right, let's begin. In Parshas Tazria, right, we're in Parshas Tazria. So right now, the Torah begins by Vereshom Shalimor, Daber, Vedeh Shalimor, Isha, Kisazria, Vialda Zahar, Vetiva, Shiva, Semir, Kivini, Das, Dada, Satima, Titma. We start at the beginning of the parasha dealing with Tumas Hayoledes, the Tumah that a woman contracts after she gives birth. We know that the Torah tells us all the details about the differences between giving birth to a boy versus giving birth to a girl, the Yimei Tahara, and the Korban, which ensues afterwards. The only question is, what is this doing over here? Like, why are we starting to talk about the Tumas Hayoledes, followed by Tumas Saras? So Rashi, as we know, already picked up on this. He said, Isha, he says, Ria, Amrav, so my kishem, she tirasu, shal adam, achar, kol behem, achai, v'of, v'mayis, v'reishis, kach, tirasu, nisparish, achar, tiras, behem, achai, v'of. What is Rashi alluding to? If we look at the end of Parsha Shkini, after the another view, we talk about kashrus of korbanos. And in addition to kashrus of korbanos, we also talk about we also talk about when animals can create tuma, like tumas nevela, tumas sheretz, tumas of, right? All of these different animals which create a certain type of tuma. And therefore, what Rashi points out is the same way that the order of mice of Horatius was, that we had the Shishim of Horatius, and towards the end, we have the creation of mankind. So too, when it comes to discussing the Tumah Vatara, which exists when it comes to the other elements of creation, the end of that, it culminates with the Tumah Vatara associated with the human being. Now, I think there's two perspectives. One could also ask the following question. So why even this? That's why we start with that. Ibn Ezra actually points out that the Tumah Skeletus that we're discussing over here is because the Yimei Tumah starts from when a person is born. That's when the Tumah ensues. It's the beginning of a person's life. So chronologically speaking, that's what we should really begin with. Now, I think that this very interesting medrash that Rashi quotes about, you know, that modeling this discussion about Tumah Tahara and that of Maisa Barachias, okay, leads us to two different perspectives when it comes to mankind's place, when it comes to creation in general. And as we all know, that there are two different perspectives that Chazal talk about why man is the last thing to be created by inspirations. One perspective is Anochi Afer Nether, right? Man is the last and after creation. They are the least important and significant elements of creation. And therefore, that's why we created the last. However, there's another perspective that we all know, Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the reason why man is best is because everything is there in preparation for man to come onto the scene. Everything is there just in order to make things perfect, so man can fulfill its destiny in this world. And I honestly think that the different perspectives when it comes to the Tumah Vatara of a human being can really express these two different perspectives of mankind's creation according to Chazal. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I think that you see from the get-go when we talk about the Tumah Yoledes, we talk about Tumah Tzarah, it's very interesting. The process of Tara, which is associated with the Tumah of Yoledes and that of Taras, what is the end with? What is necessary to bring at the end? A korban. Meaning that while it may be true that we have elements about ourselves which are similar to that of the rest of the animal kingdom, but we are still fundamentally different because our process of Tumah Vatara can end with a korban, can end with an act of avodas Hashem. It can end with an opportunity of his karbas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, while it may be true that we're similar in terms of creation, and we're the end of creation, but we're also the pinnacle of creation, that our process of going from being impure to becoming pure can bring us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that process of impurity can be an opportunity for closer relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's perspective number one. Perspective number two, I think, actually focuses on, while we do have the potential to say the Shulim Nivra Olam, sometimes when we squander that, we end up in the same place as every other animal, and therefore we're no different from them. What do I mean? Tazria and Mitzora are largely dedicated, obviously, to Tumas Tzaras. Where does Tumas Tzaras come from? So at least Chazal tells us in the Masechet Derechin, that Tsaras comes from speaking Lashon Hara. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam, the way the Rambam quoted the Gemara Yechon, he quotes it in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam says that Tsaras is, sorry, that Lashon Hara is even worse than a bizarre Yorayat and Shrikh Hazam combined. Why? Why is it so bad? Why is that such a terrible sin that the Rambam paskin Halacha L'Maaseh? So I think if you look in Sefer Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating mankind, the Torah tells us something very interesting. The Torah says, "Vayiter Hashem Elokim es Adam afrim et Adam aribach apavish chaschayim vayadam lenefesh chaya." And English translate, what is this ruach chaim that he filled with? A ruach b'mala, the ability to speak, the ability to communicate. Now, why is speaking so important? Because speech is an indication of thoughts, of intellect, of coming up with ideas that help us rid ourselves from our animalistic instincts, and let's override our natural tias and desires. What defines us as being over the Hashem, what defines us as being not a nuclear operator, but rather the Shvili Nivra Olam, is specifically our ability to speak. That's what makes us unique. That makes us different than the rest of the animals. But if we cast the shalom squander our speech, and we don't use it for acts of avodas Hashem, for Talmud Torah, for tefillah, for saying nice things to other people, by creating chesed in this world, so you know what ends up happening? Taras, tuba. The same way that animals have become tami, so do humans beings can become tami as well. And I think it's very important these two different perspectives help us give us insight into the institution of tuba vatara of human beings. On the one hand, even though we have tuba vatara like animals, we have to realize that it can lead to a karma, it can lead to a avodas Hashem. The difficult times in our life that we may feel impure, we shouldn't get down to that, because at the end of the day, we might have a karma to make us closer to the Rebbe Shama. And even more than that, that we have to understand the unique opportunity that our Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu give us? He gives us the ability to speak. He gives the ability to come up with thoughts. And we shouldn't cast the Shalom, ruin or squander that opportunity, but we need to take advantage of it. Therefore, not being tamek with Tumas Saras. Everybody has a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Good.